Hello, and welcome to another edition of The Rouse Review. I am your city manager, Dan Hoffman, and with me is PIO Sarah Fry. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Dan.
It is almost spring.
It's spring.
I'm tired of the cold. I'm tired of being teased.
Well,
but it'll be here soon enough. I am hoping that we don't get another big wintry blast. I keep hearing that that's a possibility, but we're already mid-March, so I am hopeful, especially with all the blossoming and pollen right now.
Once the forsythia is out, you can't have snow, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Plus, I was going to trim back my forsythia a whole lot, and I thought I had a few more weeks, and now I don't.
No.
Anyways, all right, but winter might still be lingering, but that doesn't mean we don't have council action tomorrow night. So let's go through it. We have a bunch of public hearings tomorrow night, some of which you might be very interested in. I'm going to rattle through them real quick. But we encourage folks, come out, check out the meeting, or watch it online and email a comment. You know, that's also another avenue. You can participate in these meetings and provide your feedback. You don't have to necessarily be there in person, but of course we do love to see folks come and participate in the civic process. And if you are there tomorrow night, you're going to hear the following. You're going to get, like I said, a bunch of public hearings. These are typically second readings. Ordinances have to go through two, a first and second reading. Part of the second reading is a public hearing. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 public hearings. 4 public hearings. One of them is a tax exemption for New Eve Ministries. This happens. I think we talked about this in the last podcast. It's a request we get occasionally. Council has not granted one in a long period of time. Not to speak for council, but council's feeling in the past has been that, you know, we are landlocked. 22% of our land is already off the tax rolls. That's about $8.5 million worth of revenue for the city. So council has been hesitant to grant new requests that it doesn't have to. So we will see what their decision is tomorrow night. The big one is Ward's Plaza. Ward's Plaza second reading is tomorrow night. I will say that the path to getting here has been one of the, it goes well beyond just the year and a half, almost two years we've been spending working on this one. The desire to get Ward's Plaza redeveloped and its priority, its position as a council priority goes back probably a generation.
At least.
I mean, you've lived here all your life, Sarah.
Yes.
And Ward's Plaza has been a running joke for...
I remember shopping at Montgomery Ward's.
Oh, wow.
I'm dating myself, but...
Yeah, Sarah's not that old, folks. But still, that was how long ago?
Over 30 years.
Over 30 years ago. So a generation, really, has passed with this site being, you know, subject to a significant amount of neglect. Some great businesses in there. And honestly, the EDA has done a great job working with those businesses door to door. Every single one of them got an offer of assistance. Some of them took us up on it. some did have to find, you know, other homes. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, part of the process. The faux place, I think, moved down the street. Fast and the Furriest. They're still in business. I think they just moved just outside the city into the county. Manoletti's is supposedly moving downtown.
Woohoo.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm excited for them in walking distance.
Yeah. Although we do have we got a lot of Tex-Mex places down on the walking mall, which is great because it's one of my favorite types of food. Mm. But it has been a long, long journey, and there's going to be change there. And finally, after a generation, we have a plan to bring not only a redevelopment of Ward's Plaza, but a grocery store.
Oh, thank goodness.
Which is, when I got here, we had to do workshops to explain to people why the city just can't pick a grocer and ask them to open up a store. Like, we did a workshop on how grocery stores pick their locations, the whole thing. So the fact that Ward's Plaza redevelopment has not only the redevelopment of a blighted area with for sale housing, affordable housing, a market increase in green space because there's nothing there now, and a grocery store, it just is, it checks a lot of boxes. And there's still much work to be done. There's a lot of money stuff to work. There's a lot of different steps we have to take. So this is not the end of the road tomorrow night. It's really just the beginning of a new phase. But it is a significant milestone for everybody that's worked on this project and for all the residents who have been asking for something good to happen at Ward's Plaza for a generation. This is a big deal. I have been kind of surprised at the amount of pushback we get from certain corners of the community. But, you know, I think what I always tell staff is there will always be something, even the best projects, even, you know, providing much better transit service, bringing a grocery store to Winchester, crosswalks, there will always be some folks that find problems, and we're not always perfect, but there will always be those folks. But what I'm looking forward to is when we break ground on that, or this weekend, when we really start celebrating Win Ready, all of these great things that are happening in the city, I can't wait to see the people out there and how appreciative they are of it. So I'm going to get off my soapbox. Ward's Plaza tomorrow night. If you want to come out, say your piece. You'll have 3 minutes. Even if you don't like it, come on out. Tell us you don't like it. That is your right. A couple other things. A solar, the C-PACE program through the EDA. Good program for folks to use. And the first borrowing for our stormwater utility. That $15 million is we're borrowing against future stormwater utility revenue. And that's... You already see the work happening, right?
Just look out at Cameron and Kent Street.
Absolutely. And then we're going to get into, after we get through public hearings, we're bringing back the charging station thing. so that'll get discussed a little bit more at council. Assuming it makes the agenda, I got to make sure it's on the agenda. It's made the agenda. But, you know, that's when council, I don't know if there's going to be enough support on council. I don't know if, I mean, we've answered all the questions we can. This was at the direction of council. So at this point, I think council just needs to give it a yay or nay. Do they want to do it or not? But the most meaty thing, other than Ward's Plaza, it's, I think, more of a, you know, hey, we're at the finish line. The other thing we're going to get is a budget presentation. That's probably going to be the most meaty discussion, I think, of Tuesday. If you are paying attention to our budget, superintendent will be there to present their budget. I think they've been working on it. They will have, I believe, by tomorrow night, they're going to have their board approved agenda. I think they have some meetings they had some meetings last week about it. So they're actively working on their budget. For those of you, we're going to give a brief city budget update. But our budget at this point is fairly balanced. We haven't, without any proposals to raise any of our fees. To fully fund some of the requests, though, I think the schools, we are going to need to council to discuss the meals tax. So they might be discussing that a little bit more. We started that discussion at the last meeting. It'll continue to be part of the discussion in order to fund the school's requests. But they, they've been hit by the same kind of pressures that we've been hit by, insurance costs and whatnot. So that'll be a fairly meaty discussion. I anticipate that this meeting might be not a short one, but hey, it's budget season. So that's what you sign up for in budget season.
And if you want to follow along with the budget process, you can visit our website at winchesterva.gov, and right there on the homepage, you'll see a button about the budget. Click it. It'll take you to everything you ever wanted to know about this process.
Absolutely. I encourage everybody, if you're going to get your budget information from somewhere, get it directly from the source, winchesterva.gov. All the presentations, all the information, line-by-line budgets are in the backups. All the committee presentations, you can watch the videos from those committee presentations. That is the best way to get your information. Do not get it from social media. regardless, please. No matter who it is, get it, unless it's from literally the city social media page, don't get it from social media. So yeah, or this podcast. Hey, for the time it takes us to put this together, we reach more people in one podcast than I think show up to a city council meeting in an entire year.
At least
with each podcast. So yes. We thank you for listening, getting some information from us, keeping up to date. We try to keep it brief, and I've been going on too long. So without any further ado, we're going to take a quick break, and then Sarah's going to talk about what's coming up next. Okay, welcome back. Sarah has a laundry list of things that are coming up in Winchester. Sarah, take it away.
First of all, contrary to what Dan said earlier, it is finally spring. And that
that's
means...
That's what I hear, but that's baloney.
It's not baloney. And that means outdoor sports are starting. I know I already froze my behind off at a soccer practice once this month. Mm-hmm. And outdoor sports are hitting. You're going to be spending time at the park. But it also means it's thunderstorm season.
Oh, yeah.
So, the city has installed a new weather alert station at Jim Barnett Park that we want to make sure everybody knows about, because it will detect lightning strikes within 8 miles of the park. When it happens, you're going to hear a siren that sounds for 15 seconds to tell you to go seek shelter, and then you're going to wait 30 minutes until the last lightning strike is detected. Then you'll be alerted that there are 3 more short 5-second alerts to let you know it's all clear. There's also an app that you can follow along with the countdown. There are QR codes on signs all around the park.
That's very cool. So. Do we know what the siren sounds like? I'm thinking air raid siren, like World War II. Like
when I first heard about it, that was also my thought. But no, it's more just like a beep.
Oh.
And then it's also followed up with a thunderstorm has been detected. Please seek shelter.
Voice. Oh. Okay, so. Well, that's probably more effective than my air raid siren.
We also don't want people to think that, you know, World War III broke out and we're being invaded.
That's true. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be freaked out if you hear that at Jim Barnett Park.
Or if you live in the neighborhood surrounding, you should have received a flyer about it. If you haven't, reach out to me, Sarah with an H, dot Frey, F-R-E-Y, at WinchesterVA.gov. Happy to talk to you about it. All right, next up, WinReady's here!
I'm so excited.
Today's the day.
Mm-hmm.
So download the WinReady app in the app or Google Play Store today. Mm-hmm. Once you request a ride, we'll pick you up when and where you want to be picked up and take you where you need to go within the city.
Yeah, I am super excited. I took it to work this morning. I'm going to take it home. Maybe I'll walk home. I'll probably take WinReady. I'm going to take it because it's still cold. It's not quite spring in my feeling. So I'm going to maybe take it home as well.
All right.
There you go.
You know what? I think I'm going to take it somewhere on the other side of town for lunch today.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Use it for it in, you know, it's free now. I do want to let folks know it is free to use now. We will start charging fares again this July. That is in large part because we've been able to do fare free because of that federal money that came out during COVID, and that was super nice. I loved being able to provide free Wintrant, but that money is gone. So we're going to go back to charging. But hey, this is a pretty valuable and substantive service, and it's going to be cheap.
It's going to be so cheap.
It's going to be so cheap. You know, we're talking buck and a half. It's still a great value, and it's going to be so much easier to use. So definitely download it and check it out, folks.
And if you have questions about WinReady or need help learning how to book your ride or anything like that, we've got a bunch of community meetings lined up.
Oh, yeah.
So you can visit WinchesterVA.gov/WinReady and find all the dates and locations of our upcoming workshops. So come out, join us, hang out. We'll show you how to download the app, how to use it. It's easy. Mm-hmm. We got you.
Awesome.
All right, next up. Our school speed zone cameras have officially been active for almost a full month now. Hopefully you've noticed. Well, hopefully you haven't noticed. Hopefully you haven't noticed. So they are at John Kerr Elementary School, mm-hmm. Daniel Morgan Intermediate School, and James Wood Middle School. If the camera catches you going more than 10 miles an hour over the posted speed limit on a school day, an hour before or an hour after school, you will receive a $100 citation.
Yep. because you're speeding in a school zone.
Which is not something anybody ever wants. And it's if a cop got you good. Doing the same thing,
yes.
It would be far more than $100. It would yes. be points on your license, and there would be a special extra fee because it's a school zone.
Exactly. So before you complain that we're somehow catching you through illegitimate means, you're breaking the law, you're speeding in a school zone, you're not going to get a lot of sympathy. Now, I will say, everybody is subject to this, including city employees.
In city vehicles.
I mean, we even put in a policy in place. If a city employee gets one of these in a city vehicle, they have to pay the ticket. And, you know, if it's too many, there can be some consequences. So it applies to everybody. Everybody needs to be cautious in school zones. And coming soon-ish, I'm not actually sure when this will go live, we're also doing the stop arm cameras, that little stop sign that pops out on the side of a bus that tells you not to speed around the bus. Oh, that's going to be one too. And if you do that and you get a ticket, you zipped around a school bus and could have hit a child. So again, do what you're supposed to do when you're on our roads. The city of Winchester has stepped up its traffic enforcement. It's actively working to make the pedestrian environment in the city safer. You see all the raised crosswalks. Don't speed around school buses.
Don't speed around children.
Yeah, it's just a thing. It's a thing that I think we should all be able to agree on.
Yes.
So you shouldn't speed in the school zone. Also, I don't care how you get caught.
Also, if you think we're being too lax and saying 10 miles an hour over is too much, I just want you to know that's a Virginia State Code thing. We couldn't make it lower if we wanted. Virginia says if you want to give somebody a ticket with a camera, it has to be 10 miles per hour over or more.
And we're only allowed three. Three in school zones.
So
it's not like they're going to be everywhere in the city.
No. So that new sign on Middle Road, that just tells you how fast you're going to make you aware of the fact the speed limit's lower now. It's not a camera. You're not going to get a ticket there. Only at the three schools.
But they do collect data. Okay.
All right. Next up. You want to save up to 40% on your stormwater utility fee?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to help keep our city beautiful?
Yeah.
Well, join us for Pickup Parties, a community cleanup event held the first Thursday of each month starting in April. Mm-hmm. So our first pickup party will be Thursday, April 4th at Friendship Park. So join us at Friendship Park, April 4th, 5:30 p.m. You will get your stormwater credit just by coming and signing up.
Absolutely. And I should point out, not every jurisdiction offers what are called easy credits for their stormwater utility. Of the 30 some odd in the state, and particularly there's about 7 or 8 that we really look to as examples. Most of them do have a credit system. Some don't even have a credit system. It's just the rate's the rate. But the vast majority, in fact, there are very few that offer the easy credits. Pickup parties, you sign the fertilizer pledge.
Rain barrels.
There are many ways to get that fee down. So take advantage of it. I am guilty. I have not yet filed for my credit. I've got a big stormwater cistern on my property where things flow into. I do pickup parties. I need to start doing it. I felt kind of awkward about doing it because I'm the city manager. No, he's getting a discount. No. But I'm eligible just like any other resident is. So I need to sign up.
Also, two fun facts about pickup parties. If you attend every pickup party that we offer, you can get up to 40% off because it's 5% for every party you attend.
It's pretty big.
That's a big deal. Yeah. Second, say you don't live in the city, but your mom does. You can go to the pickup parties and donate the credits that you earned to somebody else that lives as a resident in the city. Mm-hmm. This one does only apply to residential properties.
Yep.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. But if you are, there's been some confusion. If you are a business in a residential property, you are eligible for the residential credits.
So come on down to those pickup parties.
So if you are a small business, you know, you're operating that hair salon out of a house that's on a property area or whatnot, go ahead, just use the residential credits. That's okay because it's a residential property.
And if you have questions about how any of this works, winchestervA.gov/stormwater.
If you want the factual information about the stormwater utility, go to the website or contact the team over at Public Services. All the information you need to get in touch with them is on the website.
There's even a super easy box that you can type a question into. It goes straight to them. They'll get back to you.
Awesome.
There's so much going on. Please join us. It's contrary to what Dan says, springtime, and we're getting back out there.
Yeah, throw a hoodie on. You'll be fine. Is that it for the Sarah's Roundup here?
That's it for my Roundup. Corner?
All righty. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then Sarah's going to interview Heidi Hiller.
Yes, we are talking Women's History Month, so we're talking to a woman-owned small business owner.
Yeah, Heidi's been on the show.
Yes.
You'll enjoy it, so stick around.
All right, welcome back to the next segment of the Rouse Review. We are here on site at Murphy Beverage Company with its very wonderful female owner, Heidi Hiller. And because this is Women's History Month, we wanted to highlight a local woman-owned small business. And we've already talked to Heidi in the past, so hopefully you guys remember talking to Heidi about becoming a sommelier and running a wine shop on the mall. So with no further ado, I'd like to introduce Heidi.
Hi.
All right. So Heidi, we've already talked about the business, but now let's talk about the real stuff, which is being a woman and owning a small business. And not just that, but also being a mom and owning a small business. So,
well, I think what's kind of exciting downtown is how many like other women business owners there are. I mean, just next door, I have Lenita, and Christine at the bookstore. We have Holly and Bonnie at Brewworks. Actually, there's so many more that I could, not even mentioning. So I think it's kind of nice because like being another women business owner, you kind of step into this community of other business owners and specifically other women business owners. And so it's kind of exciting to be, a part of that and a part of that downtown. So as far as being a mom and a business owner, it is very tough. It's good, but it's tough.
All I can say is being a mom and working is hard. I can't imagine being a mom and owning a business.
Yeah, it's both are tough. And so, we're grateful that we have, good childcare at Braddock Street Methodist, ELC, which, Sarah's youngest is at too. And I've, my husband is wonderful. And, I had something last night that I was involved in kind of after hours at the shop. So, he was with the kids like all evening and everyone was happy and actually probably happier because he bought them stuffed animals. So
if you come home with a stuffy and then you also get like a McDonald's Happy Meal out of the deal, like you're basically crushing the deck.
They had Water Street.
And like, so even better.
Yeah. Like one of them had like French toast and macaroni and cheese for dinner. I was like, what? And I was like, sure.
So they're living out all of my dreams.
Pretty much.
I love it. So I've heard you say this before, and I'm going to repeat some of your words back at you. Sure. But I once heard you say that having Murphy's is almost like having an additional kid. Would you say that's true?
I would say that's true. Just because I feel like one of the things is like, when you have a small business, you're kind of never really off, just like being a parent. And you're also usually like thinking about your business or about things that need to get done or an email you need to answer like all of the time, which is also very much like being a parent and that, your kids are constantly needing something to be done or something needs to be done like administratively for them. Like I saw that my husband registered our 5-year-old for swim lessons. So, so there's kind of, there's always something that needs to get done. And so I think those are very, there's a kind of parallels. And then I think it's also, you have, this thing or this person that you really love and you want the best for them. And it's like, well, how do I get to that point? How do I, enable that to happen, enable success for a child or success for a business? So
that's incredible. And also kudos to your husband, Chad, for actually taking the initiative to sign a kid up for swim lessons. So all the applause for Chad.
I know. Seriously. I was like, oh, good. I was forgotten that needed to happen. So
I personally missed the sign-up deadline for swim lessons. So he's got me beat.
Well, apparently we're on the waiting list. So
that makes me feel better. Well, Heidi, we're in your shop. So also, let's do a little bit of a plug. Okay. Walk me through your shop and tell me about some of your favorite things and what makes Murphy's feel like home to you.
Sure. Well, I think, you know, kind of piggybacking off of Women's History Month is that the week before last, actually, no, last week, we hosted a tasting that was just four wines made by women. And so I still have some of those in stock. And I actually have quite a bit of wine made by women. And, you know, I think that's some of the fun ones to kind of talk about. There's two of the ones that we had at the tasting last week. One is from Maryland, of all places, and another from Pennsylvania. I normally don't carry wine from the Mid-Atlantic unless it's from Virginia or New York State. but both of these were actually like these great examples of like really well-made wine. And I just thought it was so cool that, you know, we have these women, you know, just kind of in our geographic area, you know, doing these really interesting things with sometimes grapes you don't see. And so that's, you know, I think, you know, that's one thing I definitely want to highlight is like, you know, I have a lot of women made wine at the shop, and it's kind of fun to be able to kind of feature that. And then also, you know, I'm kind of starting to think ahead to Apple Blossom.
It's so close, something like 30 couple odd days.
Oh. Well, that's just the beginning of it. Right, not like Apple Blossom Saturday yet.
We're like 35 days out.
Okay. I was just thinking because I'm running the 10K and I'm like, oh, that's I have some miles to run.
Man, you do it all.
slowly. But yeah, so I'm thinking our head to Apple Blossom, like what people might want to bring to parties, like as like gifts. We do keg orders by special order if you need a keg for a party. So yeah, so I'm already kind of thinking about Apple Blossom and, you know, what needs to kind of happen in the next couple of weeks to get people ready for that. So, oh, the bloom.
Well, Heidi, thank you so much for talking with us again. It's always a pleasure to have you on the podcast. And thanks for being such a great example of a woman-owned small business in Winchester.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be back shortly with the next part of the Rouse Review.
All right, thanks for joining us on the Rouse Review. Next time, we're going to be talking about WinReady and the new Loop Route and Apple Blossom. It's going to be about that time of year. So make sure you stay tuned. And until then, we'll see you around City Hall.